XFM.
Jack. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Nortec dismisses Riot's claims after Kitwe presidential meeting. Illegal miner dies in Sasali gold mine collapse in Eastern Province. In global news, Mexico braces for wave of violence after army kills cartel leader El Mencho. With the main news at 13 hours, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Northern Technical College, NORTEC, has dismissed reports circulating on social media alleging that its students last evening routed over unpaid lunch allowances after attending a public meeting addressed by President Hakainde Hichilema in Kitwe. Addressing the media in Kitwe this morning, NORTEC Principal Martin Kasonso described the reports as false, as they did not accurately reflect what transpired after the students returned from Kitwe, clarifying that there was no riot at the institution. Mr. Kasonso explains that approximately 3,000 students who attended the presidential meeting were scheduled to receive lunch allowances, but the disbursement process extended beyond 03 hours, resulting in frustration among some students. He says this led to isolated incidents in which a few students burnt objects, but insisted that no school infrastructure was damaged.
I would like to inform the public that the students were very, very happy to have been had a moment with the president. And the students were well taken care of when they traveled from Ndola to Kitwe and participated very, very well. In fact, NORTEC produced some of the largest numbers of students that participated in that event. We sent over 2,000 students, almost 3,000 students that went to that event in Kitwe, and a number of them showed support, you know, to our Republican president.
Meanwhile, some students talked to by Phoenix News say the situation stemmed from delays in the payment of lunch allowances for those who attended the event. While acknowledging that there was frustration due to the prolonged process, they stressed that the incident was wrongly characterized as a riot.
We were there to be able to appreciate the good work that he was doing, and specifically the institution, we turned out in numbers just to support the great work that he's doing within the education sector. So we want to thank you, Mr. President, for according us that opportunity to meet you in person. And pertaining to the situation that happened, this was unlikely because we as NORTEC students are not known for such.
Quick thank you to the president on the visitation that we had yesterday. It was quite a good interaction that we had to meet the president personally, and we also escorted him to the church service that he had.
I would like to say thank you to the president for giving us an opportunity to meet him personally as students, and that shows that he truly loves us.
An illegal miner has died after being trapped in a collapsed gold mine pit at Sasali Gold Mine in Lusangazi District, Eastern Province. Provincial Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba says the victim, 23-year-old Alex Zulu, was mining illegally with five others when the earth collapsed on him on Saturday evening. Mr. Mwemba says efforts by the deceased's colleagues to rescue him failed, and one of the illegal miners later reported the matter to police yesterday. He says police officers visited the scene and with help from Mwanakute Small Scale Mining Cooperative attempted to retrieve the body using a scavenger to dig 20 meters deep but failed. Mr. Mwemba has said in a statement that the operation was called off and resumed today, February 23rd, 2026. A banker from Zanaco has testified in the Lusaka High Court that the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, made several payments to Verdian Dynamics, a company linked to murder accused Samuel Baza Dokoe. This was after Kamwenje Kayanga, 37, a service coordinator based at Zanaco Lusaka Central Branch, appeared before High Court Judge Vincent Siloka. Her testimony followed a court ruling dismissing a defense objection raised by lawyers including Chawezi Ngoma that Section 6 of the Evidence Bankers Book Act requires a witness from the banking profession to have an order for them to do so. Judge Siloka ruled that while a bank cannot be compelled to produce evidence without a court order, the law does not prevent a banker from appearing voluntarily. During her testimony, Ms. Kayanga told the court that on 20th of August 2024, police officers presented a search warrant at the branch seeking bank statements and transaction records for the Veridian Dynamics account to which she generated a stamped bank statement and produced the account mandate file, which contains a passport-sized photograph and national registration card details for the signatory identified as Samuel Baza Dokoe. She told the court that the bank account was opened on 6th of January 2020 and that between 3rd of June and 25th of July 2024, the account recorded multiple credits and withdrawals, among them 487,356 kwacha 51 in grey and 427,356 kwacha 51 in grey, described as electronic funds transfers in favor of the Zambia Revenue Authority by order of the IBA, as well as a credit of 210,000 kwacha from Mass Media Complex. The statement also shows numerous over-the-counter cash withdrawals in the name of Samuel Baza Dokoe, including 370,000 kwacha withdrawn on 23rd of July 2024 using an NRC bearing his details and other transactions reflecting international point-of-sale payments and internet banking transfers labeled Project ZA. In this matter, four men, including two police officers, Ntusani Dokoe and Alex Zulu, systems engineer Samuel Dokoe and IBA accountant Francis Chipioka, are accused of murder contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code in relation to the killing of former IBA Director General Guntila Muleya, who was found with gunshot wounds on the 24th of July 2024 in Njolwe area. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government's recent decision to restrict livestock imports from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease in that country, aimed to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease into Zambia. CTPD researcher Mukuka Chilalika says the move is crucial in protecting Zambia's livestock subsector, particularly smallholder farmers whose livelihoods depend on cattle, goats, and other cloven-hoofed livestock, and is expected to safeguard smallholder incomes and maintain national food security. Mr. Chilalika, however, says CTPD emphasizes the need for sustained public investment in livestock disease surveillance and early warning systems. He states that effective livestock disease prevention requires not only emergency response measures, but also predictable financing and institutional coordination across border control, veterinary services, and local authorities. Mr. Chilalika is therefore urging governments to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers, including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource-constrained smallholders.
While the temporary import restrictions could lead to short-term supply adjustments, they offer an opportunity to strengthen domestic livestock production and reduce reliance on imports. CTPD therefore urges the government to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource constraints, modas. For Zambia to give